The second thing is hope after life. You know, all the philosophies of the world, all the world views that available now do not have a quite good sight about what will be after heaven, after death. People think, some people in the East think that after you die, you will once again come to this world, maybe come in a sort of another human being, maybe come in some, in a sort of some animal, some tree, something like this, which they call it karma. But they don't have a real hope after life. An atheist have nothing after life. When he think about what's after life, he said nothing. No, nobody came back and told us what's happened after life. So I don't have any hope. I don't have anything. So most of the people are afraid from death. Most of the people are afraid from death. Just those who believe in the Lord Jesus as their Savior are not afraid from death, but they have a wonderful hope after life. They know that they will be transferred from this earth to another place, wonderful place, where they will live all their eternity with the Lord. So only Christ who gave this wonderful hope after life. The third thing is a purpose for life. If you remember yesterday when we read Isaiah 43, we conclude with this, that one of the things that I find my worth in, that the Lord made some wonderful plan to our life. So this life is worth to live. It's worth to live. I'm not just living to eat and sleep and wake up the next day, go to school and have some vacation, go here or there, and after this, that's all. You are here for a purpose. Even you are young, even you are whatever you can describe yourself, we can find in the Bible that your life has a purpose because of Jesus Christ. Once more, like I said before, it's not the matter of attending meetings. It's not a matter of being from a Christian family. It's a matter of a personal relationship with the Lord, as we said yesterday. The fourth thing is peace of heart. The fourth thing is the peace of heart. Why peace of heart? Because I know there is somebody who cared about my biggest problem, which is sin and the wage of sin. Because I know there is somebody who is caring about my life. Because I know there is somebody who is waiting for me to take me from this world to the wonderful eternity. This is my peace. The Lord said one day to his people, peace to you. My peace I will give to you. He faced all his life in a peace, and every one of us is to be there. The fifth thing is power for life. You know, one of the things I want to encourage everyone, every real believer in Christ, everyone who submitted his life to the Lord, that the Lord does not let you do it yourself. He is not asking you to live the Christian life by yourself. He is asking you to put your confidence in him so that he will help you and he initiate this life in you and he give you the wonderful life to live at that time. Okay. Can you remind me of the five things? No. Not from the notebook. From the mind. Anything, any one of the five. Okay. Power of life. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Hope after life. Forgiveness on a just basis. Okay. Don't forget the just basis. We have to thank him all our lives and all the eternity because he forgave us on a just basis. Purpose for life, that's right. Peace of the heart, that's right. And if you'd like to remember it, let us put him in our mind these five things that we are following a Christ who is real, who rose from the death, who proved that he is not just a man, and he is giving all of this forgiveness on a just basis, hope after life, purpose of life, peace of heart, power for life. Based on that, is the decision of following Christ rational? This is a question I will leave it for every one of you, and I will ask you, what's your decision at that piece? It's not only a matter of tradition. It's not only a matter of what they say in the churches. It's not one matter of what our parents say. It's not a matter of just feelings. It's a matter of a good decision to take, a rational decision based on many evidence, that following Christ is the best decision I can take in my life. Let's have a few minutes of praying, everyone by himself, and then we will close with a word of prayer.